Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Welcome to this bite-sized episode in which I take one lesson from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. Hello, welcome back. Thank you for joining me again. Now, are you someone who eats lunch in a hurry? You know the kind of thing, you grab some food and eat it while catching up on emails or scrolling through social media or checking the latest doomsday news headlines. Now, eating lunch in this way might not sound hugely significant. After all, we all tend to be quite busy, time is pressing, and many of us do have a habit of eating like this, if we're honest. But it can come at a not insignificant cost. And that applies even if you have the cleanest, the healthiest diet, as my guest Dr. Rangan Chatterjee can explain. So there's this phenomenon, it's known as the French paradox, which in a nutshell is all about how the French are said to eat lots of rich foods and drink, but have low rates of heart disease, and they also manage to stay slim and all that. Now, Rangan posits an interesting theory, which I think is definitely worth considering and thinking about. It is about the ritual of lunch. It's about taking our time, about stepping off the daily treadmill, about unplugging and connecting with other people to be able to slip into the all-important rest and digest parasympathetic nervous system. Now, if we're not in that state when we eat, no matter how healthy the food we're consuming is, we simply cannot digest properly, and the repercussions on our physical and mental health can be serious. So here is Dr. Rangan Chatterjee.
There's something called the French paradox. And the mystery is basically this. Why is it that compared to us in the UK, the French apparently can have cheese and pastries and creamy sauce and red wine and still remain relatively slim, right? And there's a number of theories out there. You know, some talk about what they're eating. A lot of it is, you know, in inverted commas, real foods. You know, real cheese, not kind of highly processed, spreadable cheese that comes in a tub. And I think there is something to that. But I honestly, having thought about this and observed this for many a year, I don't think it's that. I think it's the way that they eat. It's how they eat. So, you know, the lunchtime is sacrosanct. You know, they're not having this culture where they are, you know, eating their lunch whilst doing their emails at the same time. You know, their healthy lunch. No, they're not. Laptop goes down. It's switching off. Hey, guys, it's lunchtime. Right, let's go down. Let's sit somewhere in company. Let's chill and let's eat. And I thought, God, is this really happening still? Is this really happening, or is this just an ancient old kind of thing that we think of and we like to associate with the French? And about a year and a half ago, I was being interviewed by a French journalist. And at the end of the interview, I said to the journalist, I said, hey, can I ask you a question? Is it still like this in France? Are meal times sacrosanct? Are we stop and offices stop? She goes, absolutely. It's still the same. In some international offices in Paris, because now we've got the international influence, it is starting to get eroded out where people are, you know, having working lunch breaks. But by and large, it's still there in French culture. Now, I don't live in France. I'm just sort of relaying what I've heard and what I've seen. And I've got a lot of French friends. But when you understand biology and what's happening in the body, you understand that they're actually digesting food and eating food in an optimal state. And I think this is why I'm so passionate about a rounded approach to health. We have to look at all factors. So many of us, myself included, like to eat, in inverted commas, healthily. But I will sometimes eat healthily whilst answering emails. Or I used to, I should say. Or, you know, getting ahead with work because I don't really have time. And it's completely different, right? Our nervous system has two branches, right? It's called the autonomic, well, we have something called the autonomic nervous system, which by and large, although it's not technically true, covers these automatic processes in the body like breathing or digestion, mm-hmm. things that we don't think we can consciously control. Now, that's got two branches. It's got the sympathetic branch, which we can think of as the stress branch, and it's got the parasympathetic branch, which is the relaxation branch. Now, we are designed to eat when we are in rest and relaxation. So not in stress state, but in thrive and relaxation state. And actually, when we do that, we digest food differently. Different hormones are active. You know, think about this another way, Simon. The stress response is there to keep us safe, right? It evolved when we had to, let's say we're in our hunter-gatherer tribes and a wild predator is approaching the camp and we see it. In an instant, our stress response kicks into gear. Blood sugar goes up so we can run faster. Blood pressure goes up so there's more oxygen in our brain. Lots of things happen to help prepare us for that. But there's a couple of things that get switched off. One is our libido, but the other one is our gut function. Because if your job is to run away from a tiger, you don't need to be able to digest food. So your bowel will literally empty, right? It will just shut down because you don't need it at that point. And many of us are eating in that state. We're rushing around. We're trying to do our emails. And we're eating in a state where our body is in stress state. It's not preparing for food. It doesn't want food. It deems food as unnecessary. And we're not eating in relaxation state. And you will find, and since I really got tuned into this, I've observed in my patients, so many of them thought they were reacting to certain foods. And sometimes they were, but actually more often than not, it wasn't the food they were reacting to. It was eating that food in a stressed out state. So when I taught them some switch off exercises, one of them was a breathing technique that I use called the 3-4-5 breathing. And I teach people to just stop, have a little process. Just like an athlete has a process, you know, a pre-performance routine to get them into the optimal state for, let's say, sprinting. I'm like, let's give you a routine to get you into the optimal state for eating and digestion. It could be shutting the laptop and then just sitting there and doing the 3-4-5 breath, breathing in for 3, holding for 4, and breathing out for 5. It takes 12 seconds. You do it 5 times, it takes 1 minute. And then people aren't reacting to the same foods. It's really, really interesting. And I've observed this in a lot of my patients. So basically, how you eat matters. You know, we know, right, there's research out there, Simon, that says that being distracted or not paying attention to a meal tends to make people eat more. But if you do pay attention to what you're eating, not only do you eat less at that sitting, you eat less later on in the day. You know, you become more mindful and more in tune. So, man, I could talk to you for 5 hours on this because I'm passionate about it. But in a nutshell, the takeaway is how you eat matters, but you need to understand the way in which you eat, the speed at which you eat. Maybe that's the missing link in your health and well-being.
Thank you for listening to this bite-sized episode. I hope you found it both interesting and useful. And if you did and could share it, I would be very grateful. Please do get in touch with any thoughts, ideas, questions, or feedback via my website, simonmundy.com. While you're there, you can sign up for my newsletter called Monday on Monday, in which I share a couple of the best nuggets I've picked up from these conversations and beyond. Just to say, I am having a brief hiatus from writing the newsletters, as well as putting out my full-length episodes just for a short while I knuckle down to focus on finishing writing my book. That's also why I'm being a bit less prolific on social media, although you can still get in touch via Twitter or Instagram, and I'll get back to you as soon as I'm able. Right, that's it for now. Until next time, have a great week and goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.